Dreamscape presents Other People We Married by Emma Straub. Copyright 2011 by Emma Straub. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Riverhead Books, a division of the Penguin Group. Read by Colleen Marlowe. For my parents, Clint Eastwood and Miss America, with love and gratitude. Some people must really fall in love. In the living room, the conversation was about teacher-student romance. Most of the partygoers were clustered in the dining room, standing around the table snacking on brie and carrot sticks. But a small contingent from the English department sat on comfortable chairs, enjoying the elbow room. "It's funny, though, isn't it?" Karen Bernstein taught a class on modernism. "It used to be sort of cliché, this idea of the lecherous guy. But now it's all 25-year-old blonde women. They just can't keep their hands off." She grabbed the air. "Right, right. Like that woman who had babies with an 11-year-old. What was her name?" Julie Spector taught Victorian lit, big novels with lots of characters. She was terrible with names. "Mary Lou? Mary Beth? Something like that." Laura Regan was the youngest professor in the department and watched the most television. She looked at me, the second youngest, for confirmation. "Mary Kay?" I said, trying to sound tentative. Everyone repeated it. "But what do you think it's all about?" Karen asked. "Really? I mean, why would a grown woman be interested in a teenage boy?" Julie had two sons, ages 12 and 14. "They wouldn't if they knew how bad their socks smelled," she said. One of the poets was hovering in the open doorway, a plastic glass of red wine in her hand, filled all the way to the top. She was new. I think it's